If I can have your attention here in the media center and up in the press box, we are joined now by our race-winning team for the third annual Pocono Green 250, recycled by J.P. Mascaro and Sons. And that team is the Joe Gibbs Racing Team of Kyle Busch, driver of the number 18, Comcast Salute the Service, Juniper Toyota, and crew chief Eric Phillips. Let's start with you, Kyle. Kyle, this is your 92nd win in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, your first Xfinity win at Pocono. How special is it to add to your legacy a win here at Pocono in the Xfinity Series?
It's great. You know, it's been one that we've wanted to get, but, you know, I've only started one other race here, and it was a rain shortened. I thought we were pretty good on that day, but come home fourth. So to have a great race car today like we did from Eric Phillips and all my guys, it was just phenomenal for us. So really, really cool, really, really good. Means a lot to win here in Pocono in the Xfinity Series and check another box, if you will, of being able to win in all active tracks on the Xfinity schedule. So that's pretty special. There was a few that I've missed out on that I haven't gotten over the years that I wish I would have been able to get, but they're gone and done now, so I can't. But overall, today was a great day. Really want to say thanks to Comcast, NBC, Universal, Juniper for allowing us the red, white, and blue colors on it today for all the meaning of what that means of saluting the troops and the members of service that are able to come back out of the military and to give jobs to those both serving as well as their spouses. So really, really special message there.
Eric, there was a lot of unknowns with the package coming into today's race, but you were able to figure it out and help Kyle get out front. Talk about the preparation to win and getting the race car ready and to have a winning race car today.
It's been a long work in progress. You know, when they make these rule changes and big package changes as this is, there's a lot of work that goes into this. It just doesn't happen overnight. And we put, you know, it changes our focus on what kind of race cars we build and how we build them. Can't say enough at the guys at Joe Gibbs Racing and TRD that helped us with everything. We unloaded yesterday, and all three of our cars had a lot of speed. We were kind of off a little bit handling-wise, but we knew or felt like we knew what we needed to do and got it a lot better there in that first practice and just had a really good weekend.
Okay, we're going to open up the floor for questions. If you have a question, raise your hand. We'll get a wireless microphone to you. We'll start here with Reed and then go to Zach.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire Service, either for Kyle or for Eric. Was fuel ever really an issue in that last run?
No and yes. I mean, you're always – we were probably three short when we pitted, but with the cautions and just being able to run the pace and that long of a run, you get slowed down at the end. We were a little concerned at the beginning of the run. We got going faster than we had all day. Everybody kind of was who and leading our mileage from when we got back in the pack and leading was a little bit off. But worst numbers, we were probably a half to three quarters of a gallon of the good there on worst possible scenario. So I wasn't overly concerned about it. It's just managing that. You know, you get a 3-second lead and run out of gas coming off a turn two or the tunnel there, you kind of look like an idiot. So just trying not to screw it up. You know, I think that's part of my job when he's in the race car is not to screw it up, and I haven't done the greatest job at that this year.
Zach
Sterniolo, Pocono Record. Kyle, when you got that pit road speeding penalty early, were you concerned with the speed in the car, or did you have the confidence in it to be able to know you'd be able to make most of those, if not all of those positions back up?
Well, it's always difficult here to pass more times than not. I think this package was okay for giving some opportunity to make some moves in some situations. And, you know, when the front guys were kind of strung out, there was a gap between about fifth and sixth when I got to sixth, and there was still another caution to come, but, you know, if it would have went green to the end, I'm not so sure I would have been able to close that gap up. But, you know, just racing through traffic, anytime you're with a bunch of guys all grouped together and a lot of racing and a lot of juking going on, it can get to be a handful. And, you know, we saw that last year here when I ran the truck race with, you know, getting crashed out by somebody mid-pack and not after leading the entire first stage and not being able to finish. So that's always in the back of your mind, and you never want to put yourself in that situation. I didn't think I sped. I never even saw any of our top indicating lights that tells us that we are speeding. I saw the lights in which we run pit road speed for, so not sure what happened there. But overall, you know, was real happy with the way the car was driving and knew we had speed to get back up there.
Additional questions? Go to Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, kicking the tires.net, Performance Racing Network. Kyle, next week we go to Michigan. You haven't had a top five there, I think, since 13. Are you looking forward to that race, maybe getting up there and continuing the string that you're on?
In Cup or Xfinity? Michigan is, if you want to run that restrictor plate package, by all means, give it to me at Michigan. I'm terrible there. I'm sure Larson would like to say different, but we've been fast there. It's a shame that we haven't gotten the finishes that we wanted to. We were leading, I think, with 23 to go or 13 to go. I don't remember how many laps to go. And one of the track marshals that was in the infield called debris in turn two, and there was nothing out there. And so there was a debris caution called on me, and I got ran over on the restart and faded. Yeah, we weren't able to win. So it's been frustrating there for sure, but we've had speed and we've been fast. So it's just circumstances, what it comes down to at that place for us.
Go to Kyle, then back to Zach.
Kyle Magda from the Times Leader. Guys, this is the second win for the 18 Xfinity program this year. I was just wondering, what are your thoughts been on Ryan Preece? He won at Bristol earlier this year. What have your overall impressions been of him so far?
Yeah, Ryan's done a really good job. I mean, I think this question is maybe more for Eric. I'll answer what I know. But I thought he's done a nice job. You know, earlier this year we were struggling a little bit as a car. I think Eric's gotten better. I think the cars have gotten better. I think myself included's gotten better. I think Ryan's getting better too. So, you know, the performance of the team is certainly shaping up. I think our chemistry between the drivers and the crew chiefs getting better as well too. So it's just taking a little bit for us. But overall, the group of guys has been really, really good at being able to make speed. And Ryan has been showing some really good promise in the races that he's run for us. So it's been cool to watch.
Eric, your thoughts on Ryan?
Just excited. I think Ryan, the last half of the year, Ryan gets quite a few races. He'll be in the car. Ryan's information is just different than, like, Kyle and I think Kyle Noah. They're very similar on how they talk about the race car. Ryan is so hands-on that's just different, and I have to take a different approach with him. So excited about it. We're getting, you know, we keep working together, and we'll spend quite a bit of time here basically July on. We'll spend a lot of time together, a lot of time in the simulator before we go to the racetracks, and excited about what he's going to bring to this program. Our ultimate goal is to win an owner's championship this year, and that's the goal that Ryan's got to do for us at the end of the year here when we get to the chase time.
Zach?
Kyle, you warned yesterday that you weren't sure that this race was going to play out like a lot of other people expected, like it was, because I think the expectation was that it was going to be a little bit tighter together, more pack style, but you seemed kind of to know yesterday that it wouldn't be that way. What was your takeaway with the product that we ended up seeing today?
From my vantage point, I guess there was enough off-throttle time that, it made a difference. That driver made a difference, car made a difference, to where when we were out front and we were leading the race, we just didn't get run over by guys behind us because they were just faster than us because they had a better draft or they had, it didn't take the leader and bring him back to the pack. Like the leader, if he was good and had everything going for him, that he could drive away. You can run whatever package you want to run as long as you have the opportunity to be faster than the rest, because we are all racing. This is a competition. Even though it's a show, we're supposed to put on a great race. I don't know that all races and all racetracks promote great racing. So, I thought that today was a resemblance of what we would have saw, maybe even a little different than what we would have saw with a normal package here. With runs and such and guys getting drafts and being out of the gas, you would have been out of the throttle more. It just seemed like guys got rewarded for being able to take care of their tires and take care of their car and being in different positions. You had to be smart about it, and felt like the best guy and the best car won.
Well, gentlemen, congratulations on the victory, and good luck tomorrow.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.